Hi, my name is Cindy Hawes. I'm the Executive Director for Tres Rios Habitat for Humanity.
And I'm Nikki Taylor, and I do contract work for Habitat for Humanity.
We'd like to share a little information about your local Tres Rios Habitat for Humanity. We serve San Juan County. It's actually our 35th birthday this year. We were established in 1991.
I would say that a lot of people who don't know what Habitat is, Habitat for Humanity, sometimes there's a misnomer that they just give houses away when a little bit is known about them, but that's actually not how the program works. Cindy, why don't you tell them how the program works?
Families apply for our program. They must demonstrate a need for safe and affordable housing. They must meet income guidelines, be able to repay affordable mortgage, complete homeowner education, and contribute 200 hours of sweat equity for every adult in the household.
And I love that term, sweat equity, and a lot of people aren't sure what that means. So to me, sweat equity, which is what it is the people receiving the home. For every adult in that home, they actually show up at the home build and learn about how the home is made. That way, when the home is complete, they can actually do repairs, in some instances, on their own home. And they put in a lot of value and a lot of their own energy and sweat into their home.
We check credit, verify income, and our selection committee carefully reviews every application.
When the home is completed, the family purchases it from Habitat through a 0% interest mortgage. So you can see here, the goal is not charity, but the family is actually able to get a home that they can afford with 0% interest. That's pretty rare.
The goal is creating stability and a pathway to homeownership for hardworking families who might otherwise never have the opportunity.
So why homeownership matters? What we have learned is that housing affects nearly every aspect of a person's life. When families have stable housing, children perform better in school, families move less frequently, financial stress decreases, health outcomes improve, and families can build generational wealth.
Homeownership creates stability and creates more opportunities. Here in San Juan County, we're not just building homes, we're helping create foundations for families to thrive.
And I'd like to really share right now one of the stories that really shows that and shows what Habitat is doing locally in San Juan County. And that's Jasmine's story. So the current build for Jasmine's home is a fully accessible home for her. She became wheelchair bound after an ATV accident when she was 19 years old. The home is being designed specifically around accessibility so she can safely navigate and live independently. And that's just one really cool thing that they do. So when you go in the home with Jasmine, it's just such an interesting thing to see. Pull down cabinets, roll under sinks, a stove that opens side by side next to her wheelchair. Very unique to her specific needs. And this is a home that she can grow and live in.
Another program that we have is A Brush with Kindness. Not everyone needs a new home. Sometimes they simply need help staying in a home they already have. Our Brush with Kindness program provides accessibility ramps, exterior painting, minor exterior repairs, safety improvements. Many of our clients are seniors, veterans, or individuals with disability. A wheelchair ramp may seem simple, but for some who cannot safely enter or leave their home, it can be life-changing. It allows people to maintain independence, preserve dignity, and remain safe in their own home. As our population ages, helping people age in place is becoming more important than ever.
And one of the really cool programs that goes along with Brush with Kindness is the Veteran Ramp Program. It is just one of the coolest parts of what Habitat does with all their many projects. And recently, there was a call from a veteran who had been injured and was hospitalized at San Juan Regional and had called because he was not going to be able to leave his home without a ramp. So it's such a cool program, and Habitat is able to contract and get out there and get a ramp so he can leave his home safely.
One thing people don't always realize is how closely housing and health are connected. When homes are unsafe, inaccessible, overcrowded, or in poor condition, it impacts physical and mental health. Safe housing can reduce stress, improve mobility, improve safety, and create a healthier living condition. In many ways, Habitat is working upstream on health issues before they become a crisis.
And a lot of people know Habitat for Humanity, especially locally, through the ReStore. The ReStore accepts donations of furniture, appliances, home goods, building materials, and other items like that and sells them at affordable prices. What's unique is that every donation supports the local housing programs. The ReStore serves several purposes: affordable shopping, environmental sustainability, funding habitat programs, volunteer opportunities, and community engagement.
Volunteer opportunities. Habitat is powered by volunteers. People often think they need construction experience. You don't. We can teach someone how to use a drill or paint a wall. What we can't teach is a willingness to help others. Volunteers help on build sites, ramps, home repairs, events, committees, and at our ReStore. There truly is a place for everyone.
And one of the ways I got involved with Habitat for Humanity was to help with the volunteer program that she had going. And that it truly is one of the biggest parts about most nonprofits, but especially Trace Rios Habitat, to keep costs down for those people receiving their homes and to keep prices affordable at the ReStore, we need volunteers. And so volunteers are very important to, again, most nonprofits, but especially Trace Rios Habitat. For me, my first experience with Habitat for Humanity was when I was in college. I actually helped build a home for volunteer hours for my honor society. So it's a great way for young kids to get involved, but people of all ages help out at the ReStore, at the builds, and their Brush with Kindness program.
And our impact in San Juan County is that everything we do stays local. Families we serve are our neighbors. The veterans we help live in our communities. The donations at the ReStore come from local residents. The volunteers are local people giving back. When someone supports Trace Rios Habitat for Humanity, they're investing directly into San Juan County.
And I've actually had that question before. Someone asked me, since it's a nationwide organization, how do you ensure your funds stay local? And that's just what Trace Rios Habitat does. All the money received at the ReStore, all the volunteer hours, it all helps those families in our community. If someone listening today wants to help, there are four simple ways to be involved. You can volunteer your time at the ReStore, at a build, at a Brush with Kindness program. You can donate financially. You can shop or donate to the ReStore. Or you can apply for our programs or refer someone who may qualify. Housing creates stability. Stability creates opportunity. And opportunity will help us build stronger communities. Thank you so much.
And if anyone wants more information, you can visit our website at tracerioshabitat.com. Our phone number is 505-258-9273, or you can look us up on Facebook. Thank you all so much for having us today.
Thank you.